Our first reading today from the book of Kings speaks of an incredible encounter between Elijah and God on Mount Horeb, the mountain of God, the mountain on which Moses encountered God in the burning bush. And the mountain of God was a place where obviously people expected to meet God. It was a mountain in which when Moses went up, smoke and fire came down and hovered over the top of the mountain so that Moses would climb up into this cloud. It's a place where God showed his presence with great signs and wonders, with clashes of fire and smoke, so that the people were afraid to even draw near the mountain. And it's to this mountain that Elijah is called today. He's told that he is to go there and meet God. And he's told, come out of your little cave because the Lord will be passing by. Imagine that experience, the expectation that Elijah must have had to know that I'm going to meet God. I think we all kind of have those expectations in life. Perhaps even as we come to Mass this morning, we come here with the idea, I'm going to meet God. What will that experience be like? How will we know when we've encountered God? Well, it's interesting that Elijah sees many signs while he's up there. First, it says that there's a wind strong enough that it's rending mountains and crushing rocks. This sounds like the kind of powerful God that has been known in the Old Testament. And yet, Elijah is able to notice that, no, God is not in the wind. And then it says that there was a great earthquake. But although powerful and a great sign, Elijah says, no, God is not in the earthquake. And then finally, there's this great fire. Certainly, God has appeared and made his presence known in the past through fire on a mountain. Surely, this must be the sign of God. But Elijah says, no, God was not in the fire. And then, unexpectedly almost, there's this small whispering sound, this still, small voice. And when Elijah hears that, he says, ah, there is God. And out of fear, he covers his face with his cloak. Elijah was able to discern God's presence, to put aside kind of the immediate powerful signs that might easily be mistaken for God. After all, God has worked that way. But in this case, Elijah says, no, it's in this still, quiet voice that he recognizes God. How do we recognize God in our life? How do we know that he's present? I think sometimes we look for these big, powerful signs of God's presence. We want to see some great sign, some great miracle for God to prove himself, to show that he is here. We want some amazing emotional encounter with God. We want to come away from Mass saying, wow, that was great. But the truth is, that's not often how God works. You know, we see all the time today that people will associate their faith with emotion. We see these big mega churches being built all over the place where you go in and you sit down in your nice comfy chair essentially to watch the show. And you got a band there that's playing major up-tempo rock music, and you got a preacher that's trying to get everybody whipped up into a frenzy to get them on fire, supposedly, with God. We like that kind of powerful emotional experience. And in the truth, do we need that? Yes, of course. We need those big mountaintop kind of experiences, like in the Transfiguration we celebrated yesterday. Those are good. But it would be a mistake if we also couldn't, like Elijah, recognize when, you know, God is not always present in big, powerful, amazing ways. In fact, most of the time, God is present in just the ordinary day-to-day living of our life. Getting up, going to work, taking care of our families. And then the most likely place for us to encounter God amidst all our daily works is when we just are stopped and quiet. When we sit and listen for that still small voice? How many of us take the time to do that? How many of us are kind of stuck waiting for the big, powerful, emotional experiences of God and miss Him because we don't take the time to stop, to be quiet, not even to talk at God in prayer, but to just stop and listen to see what God has to say to us in a still, small voice, in a whisper. Don't ever associate your faith or anything important with just emotion, because our emotions are up and down and all over the place. If you do that, you'll run from one place to the next to the next. Rather, our faith is grounded in that still small voice, that encounter with God that Elijah has. You know, one of the ways we also often miss God's presence is in other people. You know, we have with us here today Tom Chida, who is in charge of running a mission in India that Cure of Ars has supported over the many past years. India is, of course, the place where there is so much poverty and where Blessed Mother Teresa was made famous for her work with the poor in the slums of Calcutta. But people, although they love Mother Teresa, will sometimes mistake the fact that, well, Mother Teresa just really loved the poor, or she just really wanted to do good. Mother Teresa was just out to be a philanthropist and do good, and so people admire her. But that's not why Mother Teresa did what she did. Ultimately, Mother Teresa served the poor in India because she saw God in them. She said, "I see Jesus in the poor." That's why she served them, because it was an encounter with God. Perhaps as unexpected as that still small voice, Mother Teresa found God in the poor and the dying in the slums of Calcutta. Through Cure of Ars' sponsorship of this mission and Tom's presence here this morning, it's so wonderful that he's able to put us in touch a little bit with these people that maybe we don't even know in India, but that we know we can find God in them. And so here today to tell us a little bit about what's going on with our sponsorship of the mission in India, Tom is going to give us an update so that we might be able to more readily recognize God in the people that are served in the mission.